So we're going to start the next talk. Next one is from Michael, which is going to talk about bringing Collabora online to your web app.
Perfect. Well, thank you for coming. 10 seconds. Okay, well, let's count down. 4, 3, you know, I don't know. Thank you for coming. So Collabora Online, who knows what it is? I mean, if you know what it is, I don't have to. Okay, well, fair enough. There are a few people that don't, I'm sorry. collaborative editing. Imagine Google Docs or Microsoft Office 365, although probably you'll get a headache if you imagine that for too long. So we do a document, spreadsheet, slides, viewing, collaborative editing, phones, tablets, web, all that stuff. Brilliant interoperability. We are the Microsoft file format lovers. You know, look at us. We have to interoperate with all this wonderful legacy stuff. RTF, the legacy of the last standards war. You know, you may think ODF is a standards war, you know, but RTF is the previous standards war, and it still lives on in many governments, amazingly. PDF, Visio, all sorts of other filters in there are possible. And it does WYSIWYG rendering. That's quite important because other people don't necessarily. Like Office, Word Online doesn't do WYSIWYG anymore. It's back to the Word 5 era of not being able to see how your document lays out. And I guess the key thing is that I should get my display to actually project the slides properly so that you can actually see them all. That's probably the key deliverable at this stage. What is that? Is that 1280 by 800? Okay, perfect. Better, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so it should integrate on-premise with your existing EFSS. So if you just drop it into one of these things, it should work nicely. If you're a learning type person, Moodle or something like this, Mattermost, if it doesn't do it yet, then, well, you can come to my talk and I'll show you how. So the architecture is really a bet on CPU threads and network getting cheaper. We run a chunk of this stuff on the server. And so to install that, you then just grab a code image. You've got packages. You've got Docker images for every conceivable Linux distribution, of course, source code. And yeah, so you... Yeah, you plug it in and connect it yourself and fiddle with your web app. Sometimes people like to just convert documents. So if you want to thumbnail documents or convert documents from, you know, flat ODS to PDF for invoicing, we can do that very easily as well.